You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 107.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freelance Blend Podcast. This is your host, Marv De Leon. This is episode number 107, and a rather sleepy episode because I just had lunch, masarap na lunch, and of course, after lunch, you feel a little bit sleepy. Actually, I just had a short nap, siguro mga 15-minute nap, and woke up to do this episode, and of course, I have my coffee with me. My vanilla flavored brewed coffee to perk me up and wake me up. And I hope kayo, hindi kayo antoken sa aking podcast. And also get yourself some coffee to perk you up, especially if you're listening to this like me in the afternoon na medyo slow ang day. And I hope that you also continue to download our podcast episodes and also talk about this podcast with your friends if you think this will help them, inspire them if they want to be a freelancer or a solopreneur. Ask them to subscribe to the show. Just tell them to search for Freelance Blend Podcast in iTunes. If they have an iPhone or iOS device, and then also Stitcher if they have an Android device. So, yan. So, I hope we continue to spread the love of freelancing and podcasting as well. Now, for this episode, again, we have a very special guest. I learned about her. So, babae siya. I learned about her in one of our Upwork groups in Facebook, and I saw one of her posts. In fact, I think it was a blog post, and her blog is entitled TheYouthfulGrannyVA.com. So I was intrigued by the title. I read her blog post, and she really writes well, and I was surprised na isang granny who is also a virtual assistant who's working in Upwork. That's why it's not a story that you hear every day. That's why I reached out to her and asked her to be on the show, because siguro for the past 100 episodes, we've been featuring mga millennials, ano ba yung next ng millennials? Gen X, Gen Y. Now, we have a guest who is, I believe, siguro she's a baby boomer. She's in her 50s, early 50s pa naman, bata pa rin. But it's not a usual story that we hear every day. And again, yon, I was really intrigued and I wanted to find out how she was able to do it and how she was able to become a virtual assistant. And in fact, gusto ko sana na mapakinggan itong show na to ng aking magulang who are in their 70s, who are not tech savvy. So hopefully, if they get to listen to this, Daddy and Mama, na ma-inspire kayo ng ating guest. So ang guest natin for today is Miss Liberty Baldovina, o Ma'am Libay for short. Again, she's the blogger at TheYouthfulGrannyVA.com. So we'll be talking about that. She just turned 51 last June 2016. She's married with 3 kids and 3 grandkids. Loves to cook and clean the house. And she's also a green thumb. And meron siya isi-share na trivia kung kailan siya natutong gumamit ng computer. Well, we'll be talking about that later on the show during the interview. I was also very happy because sa mga guest natin, she's the one talaga who's really excited to be on the show. And in fact, as you will listen later and maybe also watch in the YouTube video of our interview, prepared talaga siya. Nagpa-makeup pa and pumunta pa sa friend niya na also a freelancer who has a studio set up with the lights and everything para to prepare for the show. And I was very honored na and appreciative of that gesture. And that's why pati ako, hindi ako prepared. Sabi ko, can I just fix my background? Kasi makikita nyo yung mga gulo ko sa likod na hindi ko naman masyado naayos. Anyway, tapos, and yun. So, we called her again and did the interview which probably lasted about an hour or more. And you really learn a lot from her. So, I won't be preempting the interview. I hope you enjoy this episode. But before that, I would like to invite you to an upcoming workshop. So, I have another workshop this August 20. That's a Saturday. Wala pang venue for now. But this is the WordPress Blogging Basics. This is the second run of the WordPress Blogging Basics. How to create a blog that matters. A WordPress blog that matters. And you will learn here, first of all, since this is a basics for beginners, so what a blog is, why you need to blog, and then also yung how to create a WordPress blog. And we'll do a demonstration of that. And also, we'll be having special guests, experts, bloggers, who will be helping you out throughout the, well, during the second half of the workshop where you'll be pitching your blog. So you'll get the opportunity to mastermind with me and Aynga, our guest experts, and also your classmates during this workshop. So I hope you sign up for that. Just go to freelanceblend.com/WP for WordPress and then BB, basics, and then 2. So freelanceblend.com/WPBB2. Okay, so I hope to see you there. Now, without further ado, again, this is Miss Liberty Baldovino of the YouthfulGrannyVA.com. Good evening to all the listeners of Freelance Blend. This is another unique and special episode because while we've done video interviews before via Blab and also via Google Hangouts, but this is the first time I believe na we'll do this via Skype. So you'll be hearing this in the podcast and also watching this from our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. And yung nakikita niyong napakagandang lady sa kabilang screen is Miss Liberty Baldovino, or her nickname is Libai. She's the Youthful Granny VA, and ang blog niya is the YouthfulGrannyVA.com. She's married and she has 3 kids and 3 grandkids. She loves to cook and clean the house. She's also a green thumb, kaya as you can see behind her, may halaman. yung kanyang trivia, sabi niya, she learned how to use the computer at 42. Yes. And kaya siya, the youthful granny, is because she turned 51 last June. Mm-mm. So, I'm really happy to have her on the show so that we can ask her how people who are, well, yung nasa ating, yung sa age namin siguro na 40, ako 41, so 41 and above, who mm-hmm. are able to still earn online via freelancing. Yes. And as a virtual assistant, how she was able to start. Kasi as we know, yung tech savvy talaga are the millennials, mm-hmm. Yung kabataan natin. And well, for my parents, especially they're in their 70s, mm-hmm. although may cellphone sila. Recently lang sila natuto mag well, mommy ko hindi pa. So ang dad ko last year siya natuto mag Spotify. And a few months ago yung Viber na discover niya. So parang nagalit pa nga siya sa amin, but libre ba to talaga? But hindi niyo sinabi sa amin na hindi niyo sinabi sa akin na, na may ganito pala. So every time nag-uusap kami, maya-maya nagme-message sa amin kasi nga tuwang-tuwa siya na about technology like Viber. So ayun yung gusto kong pag-usapan na how people who are about to retire, about to leave the corporate world, who are also about to turn seniors, na may possibility pa sila kumita. And not just to rely on SSS. Not just to rely on the government for them to live a more fulfilling life. So, merong opportunities ang freelancing, not just for the youth, but also for people our age. So again, thank you, Miss Libay, for coming over to the show. And kung nakita niya nga, posturang-postura. So I'm very happy that she prepared for this interview. Kaya from an audio podcast, talagang ginawa na namin tong video podcast. So thank you for coming over, Miss Libay.
Likewise. The pleasure is mine, Marv.
Yes. So, well, we'll go straight to the knowing more about you. So, yun, paano ka naging VA, virtual assistant? Well, we know that being a VA is medyo challenging din kasi you need to be an all-arounder.
Yes.
You need to learn many things apart from social media, Gmail, Skype, etc., etc. So, how did you start as a VA?
How did I start as a VA? When I entered freelancing, writer ako. So, writer ako. Kasi I had journalism background. Nagtuturo ako before ng journalism to elementary school, age children. And luckily, ako yung coach nila. Nakakarating kami hanggang National Schools Press Conferences.
Wow.
Nakarating na akong Butuan City. Nakarating na ako ng Tagaytay. Kung saan-saan ako nakarating, nagtuturo ako.
Mm-hmm.
So, masarap magturo, lalo na pag-journalism, ganun. Unfortunately kasi, syempre lumalaki yung mga anak. The kids are growing up. Lumalaki din yung expenses. Hindi kaya ng sweldo lang ng isang teacher. Diba?
Yes.
So, lalo if you come from the private school, you teach from the private schools, minsan walang benefits, kulang yung ano niya. So, I had to search for another way to earn, to augment the income. Kasi kailangan, ang hirap sa teacher, matanda na, nangungutang pa ng 5-6.
Okay.
Okay, walang sariling bahay, nangungutang ng 5-6.
Lalo't kay Duterte yan, yung mga
nagpapautang. Oo, di ba? Ganun naman talaga. Yes. Kakaawa. Kakaawa ang teacher.
Kaya sila nagbebenta rin ng mga longganisa.
True. Diba? Ako ang sideline ko noon, nagba-barbecue.
Okay. Yeah, so mababa talaga ang kita.
So mababa talaga. So, hindi ko pa nga alam itong online before. Hindi ko alam. Naririnig ko lang. Tapos when I searched the web, mga scam pa. Yung mga, earn today, earn $20,000 in one day. Yung mga ganun
yes,
ba?
Yes,
oh. So, syempre naman, hindi naman tayo masyadong gullible. Bakit ka naman pa, 20, impossible naman, pasahulin ka ng 20,000.
Yes,
so, I searched pa rin. Luckily, yung hipag ko, sabi niya, meron akong friend na go online. So, she introduced me to that friend, tapos, kinuha ko to sell call center English accounts.
Okay.
Mag-sell ng course. Pero hindi nag-prosper kasi kulang or something. Tapos siya rin nagsabi sa akin na para hindi ka mabakante, pero nag-work pa rin ako nito as teacher. So, para hindi ka mabakante, magawa ka ng profile sa Odesk.
Okay.
Sabi ko, ano yon? Hindi ba kasi you're not aware? Yeah. So, Odes. So, search ako, Odes. Nakita ko doon, daming picture, mga ano. Payabangan sila ng profile.
Okay.
Oo, yung mga, ang ano, mga profile nila. Tapos, mga ang hahaba ng mga ano. Teka, sabi ko, kaya ko rin to. Gagawa ako ng profile. Mas maganda pa dito. Sabi ko, ilalagay ko lahat ng awards ko.
Diba?
Hindi ko rin naman nailagay kasi.
Oh, okay.
So, I took the test. Nag-take ako ng test kasi...
Siyempre, English test.
Yes.
Oo, kayang-kaya.
Oo, English test. Hindi kayang-kaya. Mahirap din. Kasi foreign, ano pa rin tayo. Hindi naman tayo native speakers.
Yeah.
Diba? Ako kahit editor na ako ngayon, I still check Google. Totoo lang. Hindi tayo native speakers. Yun ang sinasabi ko lagi. I always refer to Google.
Pero yung sa English, di ba? Well, I think for Upwork, yung English test, na hindi naman siya speaking, more of para siyang mga English diagnostic test. So, siguro for you, that will be madali.
Hindi, mahirap din nung una.
Okay.
I took it twice. First, mataas na yung score ko nung first. Siguro mga 4 point something. Kasi 5 yung highest. And then, 4 point something. Siguro mga 4.3. Hindi ko tinigilan ang kakukuha hanggang hindi ako naka 4.8 or 4.9.
Okay.
Oo. Hindi ko siya talaga tinigilan. Kasi monthly yon, monthly. So, month after month, umabalik ako. Yes. Kasi ang unang profile ko sa Upwork, ang nilagay ko, kasi sabi, put a rate that you think you're worth.
Yeah.
And I thought I was worth $11.11 per hour.
Okay.
Eh, hindi naman.
Oo. Okay.
Kasi pumapasok pa lang sa entry ka pa lang
Oo
nga, marami kang awards offline. Magaling ka. Sabi nila, magaling ka. Pero online, you haven't proven your worth yet.
Yes.
So, sino ka para mag-command ang $11.11? Sa ano ko? Kasi yung nung time ko, nung ang algorithm pa ng Google is Panda, na ang staffing ng keywords, pwedeng gawin ng mga talagang $1 per hour ang mga writers.
Okay.
So, talagang sasabay ka kung gusto mong magkaroon ng profile. And I was still working that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, tinatawanan ako ng husband ko before. Sabi, nagpupuyat ka. Kasi I had to work from, ang oras ko nun is 10 to 6 in the evening. 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening. Then, pag uwi ko ng 8.
Trabaho
pa ako hanggang 12 or 1. Sabi ko niya, ano yung pinagpupuyatan mo? 40 pesos.
$40
pesos per hour ang pinagpupuyatan mo. Sabi niya, hindi ka pa, maawa ka sa katawan mo, yung mga ganun. Yun ang isang hurdle. Family mo mismo ang hurdle. Kasi worried sila sa health mo.
Yeah.
Lalo na yung age ko. Kasi para bang ang treatment sa'yo matanda ka na, mag-ingat ka, baka maano ka, wow naman. Ganun.
Balikan ko yung career mo as a teacher. So, ganong katagal ka nag-teach? Naging teacher?
17 years.
17 years.
In the same school.
Okay. Wow. So, typical na teachers natin talaga na tumatagal sa isang school, di ba?
Yes. Yes. And mabait ang school ko, kahit private, kahit maliit ang sahod, magaling silang mag-develop ng teachers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, kailan ka nag-start magturo? Anong age? Tapos, kailan ka kailan mo iniwan ang pagtuturo?
Nag-start ako magturo, paputol-putol. Kasi yung na-corporate world ako dahil psychology major ako Corporate world ako. And then, napunta ako sa teaching just because I was in the province and it was the only job that I thought fitted my skills.
Oo.
Ganon. Kaya, yun. At ang tinuturo ko pa noon, hindi journalism, but piano.
Okay. Piano. Kaya pala yung Skype...
The pianist.
ID mo, pianist. Skype ID.
Ano
naman yung ginawa mo sa corporate before, teach? So, mas nauna yung corporate bago teaching.
Mas nauna pa nga actually, my first job was a guidance counselor dahil psych major nga ako Ganon. Pero 1 year lang and then 1 year there, so talagang sa teaching ako nagtagal. Okay. And doon na hone yung journalism skills ko.
So,
I have to thank my school for that.
Yeah. Pero yung corporate,
clerical lang, 1 year?
Iba-iba. Ah, okay.
Oo.
Pero in total, mga ilang years ka nag-work?
So, all in all, siguro mga ano, 25 years.
Oh. Yeah, kasi in compute, kasi ako 18 years ako nag-work eh.
Bago tayo nagsawa, ang tagal nating nagtiyaga, ano?
Oo. Kaya inaano ko yung chronological yung chronology ng buhay mo para may perspective din yung mga nakikinig natin. So, yun nga, mas nagtagal ka sa corporate tapos na-discover mo yung ODES. Tapos, sabi mo nga, nag-struggle ka, you were using Odesk at the same time you were teaching. So, kailan ka nag, ano, kailan ka nag full-time sa Odesk?
The aha moment
after
was
how many years?
Okay, ano lang, 1 year lang. 1 year pa lang akong nag-a-apport. I decided to go full-time. Kasi I saw the potential already.
Yeah, so sorry. So, 1 year ka pa lang nag-upwork Odesk?
Hindi.
Ah,
diba,
okay.
5 years ka na ako.
Okay. So, in total, 5 years ka na nag-VA.
5 years na ako.
So, 4 years sa Odesk. Mm-mm. Okay. Tapos, 5 years.
Yung first year ko kasi, nag-teach pa ako, di ba?
Yeah. Ah, tama.
So, dalawa pa yung work ko. Okay. Hindi ko na kinaya. Talagang hindi ko na
mahirap
kinaya.
Talaga, oh.
Hirap talaga.
Oo. So, yun. Kailan ka nag-decide na sige, bitawan ko ng teaching. I-full-time ko na itong Odesk.
This is one thing na I'd like to advise to our viewers. Never, never resign. Never, ever resign nang wala kang naiipon. Kasi ang freelancing is yung, lalo na yung first few years, yung wala ka pang established na contracts, wala ka pang long-standing clients, para ka nangangata. Yeah. Maswerte ka na kung kumita ka ng ilang dolyares sa isang buwan, di ba?
Oo. Yeah.
So hindi naman tayo pwede tayong hand-to-mouth existence, pero yung kids natin hindi pwedeng hand-to-mouth existence.
Uh-oh.
Hindi natin matitiis. So, advice ko is before you resign, halimbawa sa mga ano, or halimbawa before you retire, make sure na meron kayong savings kahit paano to tide you over habang nag-i-stabilize yung inyong career.
Yeah. Exactly, kasi may ano yun, adjustment period eh. May time na wala. So, dapat yung
totoo.
Dry months na yun, meron kang enough emergency savings to cover that. Kasi ako nga, I work for 18 years. So, kahit paano may naipon tayo, may nakuha rin early retirement. So, kahit paano meron. Pero I started yung doing this freelancing, podcasting, while I was also working. Siguro for 2 years then. And then last year, I left the corporate world nga to focus on this.
Yeah.
So, yung sabi mo, ayun, never ever resign until you have enough savings. So, ayun nga, ilang taon ka nag-ipon before you decided na, okay, ayun nga, full-time na ako dito sa Odesk.
One year
na talaga.
Yung sweldo ko sa Upwork, Odesk pa nun, yung sinasahod ko, tinatabi ko na.
Tinatabi mo na. Okay.
I was already preparing for the lift-off.
Yeah, kasi kumikita ka pa naman from teaching eh. So yung
kahit maliit.
Yung extra mo from Odesk, yun na yung tinabi mo for your future career nga as a VA.
Yes.
Okay. So you started as a writer.
Yes.
A writer. Tapos, how did you transition from writing to VA? Kasi at least yung writing, madali lang sa'yo kasi...
Mahirap din.
Okay.
Yes. Because if you keep on writing the same things over and over again, nakakaumay. At saka parang you're just parroting yourself. At saka you need some time away.
Yeah.
From writing para maging mas para not because tinatamad ka but because mas nagiging better writer ka if you stay away.
Yeah.
Ano ka? Kaya lang syempre yung lull periods, yung wala hindi ka magsusulat halimbawa. Edi halimbawang 5 hours kang ayaw mo magsulat. Edi syempre 5 hours kung halimbawang $5 per hour ka, di $25 lost a day.
Sayo. Yeah.
Oo. So sabi ko, I needed another job na hindi masyadong na away from writing. Gusto ko, hobby ko, gusto ko maging VA. And then for that I have to thank CJ Maturino.
Uh-huh.
Kasi
Hello, CJ.
Sa totoo lang, oo. Kasi sa totoo lang noon, worried pa ako kung pwede akong mag-VA kasi wala naman akong call center skills. Kasi noon, ang isip ko, ang VA, kailangan magaling sa oral English. Sa written lang naman ako eh. Bulol pa nga akong mag-English minsan. Oh. Magaling akong magsulat, pero magsalita, wag mong asahan. And then, sabi niya, okay naman, kaya mo. slight lang.
Slight, okay.
Sabi niya, ate, kaya mo yan. Sige, mag-apply ka, ganyan. So, nag-apply ako, yung detail experts. So, I applied. When I applied, sabi ko, VA. And then, nung nag-apply ako, ang nakita pa rin yung writing skills ko.
Okay.
So, I ended up being a VA.
Na writer.
VA writer.
Okay.
Okay. 3 years na ako dun ngayon. Ah, 2 years mahigit. I'm now the editor.
Wow. Same client.
Oo. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, tama ka nga kasi yung writing, ang hirap din. Actually, ako, kahit weekly nga lang, ang hirap din eh. Parang, I think it's a creative task, a creative talent na you don't just, kailangan mong inspiration, kailangan mong motivation.
And you need a discipline for it. Kasi definitely, kailangan magsiset aside ka talaga ng, if you want to be a writer or a blogger, you have, katulad ngayon yung The Youthful Granny, I promised myself na talagang paninindigan kung I will publish 2 articles weekly, Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah.
So, each week, I save some time. Siguro mga 3 hours, 4 hours a week to write. Talagang to sit down and write the content for the Youthful Granny. Mm-hmm. So far naman, maganda naman ang reception.
Yeah.
Marami na siyang likes sa Facebook. Yeah. May mga nagko-comment. And nakakatuwa kasi 2 weeks pa lang ang span niya.
Ah, bago pa lang.
Yes.
Wow. Uh-oh. Wow, congrats. Well, I think dapat, especially for freelancers talaga, they should also maintain a blog kasi it's a way for you to promote and market yourself and see, kung, especially kung writing yung skill mo, then if that's what your service na in-offer mo, that's how clients will see you. Yeah. So, you mentioned na you started at $1 per hour.
Yes. So, sinasabi ko sa'yo eh.
Yeah. So, paano mo na, how did you have the courage to step up? I'm sure hindi na ganun niya ngayon. So, how did you have the courage? Kasi, yung full-time ka na, so you have mouths to feed. So, how did you have the courage to increase that? So, kasi I'm sure marami tayo. Marami ako nakakausap na freelancers who are still having a hard time increasing their rates.
Mm-mm-mm.
Especially with this new service free from Upwork na it's more important now to level up and increase your rates. So, how did you increase your rates?
You know, Marv, it all boils down to the quality of your work. Okay? Pag maganda yung quality ng work mo, client mismo mag-i-increase ng rate mo. That's what happened to me. My client asked, nung makita yung mga sinesend ko, nung una kasi sa VA ko lang sinesend, siguro he read it after a week or two, sabi niya, kasi nga $1, sabi niya, why are you so cheap? Kasi nakita niyang teacher ako, nag-approach ako sa mga journalists, why are you so cheap? Sabi ko, I needed the hours and the feedback and the rating. I wanna establish a career here, an online career. So, I need. Tapos, sabi niya, I'm going to raise your pay. So, nakita ko na lang, yung isa, dalawa sila. Yung isa, $2, ginawa akong $2. Yung isa, ginawa akong $3. Oh, di ba, per hour. In, dati $1, pero 2 weeks lang yung $1 na yon. After the second week, $2, tsaka $3 na yung rate ko agad. Tapos, after a month, in-increase na naman ako nung client ko nag $3, ginawa akong $4. Sabi ko, mabenta pala ako. Subukan hanggang gawing $5. Aba, meron pa rin kumukuha. Tatlo pa. Oo. Taas ko 7. Meron pa rin.
Okay.
Oo. Taas kong 8. taas kong 10. Wag mo na itanong yung susunod.
Baka 100 na yan. 0 na yung nilagdag mo ngayon, ha?
Hindi naman.
Okay, so maganda yun, ha? Na, na nanggagaling pa sa client yung...
Yes.
Sabi mo, dalawa pang client yun yung nag-increase ng rate.
Pati ako, I've never asked for bonuses, Christmas bonuses or gifts or anything. I never asked my clients for those. Pero they send. Just recently, kaninang tanghali, I got my birthday gift from my Australian client.
Uh-huh.
May cutex.
Wow.
merong ponche. May ponche. It all stems down to the quality of your work.
Quality.
Pag satisfied sila sa ginagawa mo at prepared ka lagi sa ginagawa mo, talagang iyan ko, ang foreigners pa naman, magaling sila mag-appreciate.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's not just the quality, it's the more of the professionalism din. Kasi pwedeng maganda yung quality ng work mo, pero late naman, di ba?
So,
I would think it's also your professionalism.
Kasama yun. Kaya kapag sinabi, pag ano, syempre kasama yung deadline, yung professionalism. Sabi ko sa'yo, bulol ako eh.
Okay.
Pag mahaba na yung salita, nabubulol na ako. Okay. So, kasama yung lahat. Kumbaga, ang binibigay mo sa clients, nabawa, binayaran ka ng client mo ng per hour na $5 per hour. Sa isang oras na yon, gawin mo siyang isang package din. Andun yung quality mo, andun yung dedication mo, andun yung efficiency mo, lahat.
Uh-huh.
At iyon ang ibibigay mo sa kanya. Paano kang bumilis tindahan? Bibili ka ng 5 pisong suka. Papayag ka ba ng 4 piso lang ang bibigay mo?
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, hindi. Tutsugiin ka ng client pag gaganon ka.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, diba?
So you have to over-deliver.
Commensurate. Yes. Under-promise,
over-deliver.
Yan.
Okay. Yan so, sinip yung gift mo kasi June ka pa nag-birthday.
Yes,
eh. So,
you wanna see?
kung nandiyan, ayun ba yung halaman?
Hindi. Mamaya, show.
Sige, sige. Pakita natin sa kanila.
Love, paabot naman.
Ayan. Talagang aabot.
Kaya paabot. Andit si Altea. Si Altea.
Yung nandiyan, gift nandiyan sa talaga?
Australian. Yes. We are friends.
Wow.
Oo.
Kaya naman dyan. Pakita naman
yung
siya.
Yung pating cutex tsaka yung ano. Andun sa ano, sa bag na ano. Cutex talaga. Tatawa sila.
Pakita naman si Altea. Tawagin mo si Altea din.
Ay, Altea, lika rito. Natawag ka. This is the poncho.
Oh, it's, wow.
She has her own ano line of cashmere poncho.
Okay.
Mm-mm. And hindi raw siya naka-makeup. Ayaw niya mong mag-sayo.
Sige. May 30 minutes.
I have OP na, ano man tawag dito? Cutex ako na cutex kasi nung araw cutex ang tawag dito.
Oh.
And I have a scarf from Australia.
Oh, see?
From New Zealand.
So, sa mga nakikinig sa atin ng podcast, dapat panoorin nyo yung video para makita nyo yung mga...
yung and from time to time, I receive bonuses.
Uh-huh.
From, cash. I have 5 clients. Minsan bibigay sa ng $20, minsan bibigay sa ng ano.
Wow.
And this client is so sweet. Look, yung birthday, may birthday card pa ako, may dedication pa.
Aba,
may heart pa talaga yung dedication.
Talagang old school, ha? Talagang...
Talagang love ako.
Talagang, oo. Oh.
Yes, actually, nag-end na yung contract namin before. She was my client from 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And then, the reason why she ended the contract was because she was leaving for Japan.
Okay.
Ano kasi siya, travel vlogger. Travel
okay.
So, yon. So, she had to end the contract. But, immediately after she returned, she hired me back. Wala siyang ibang kinuha. Talagang sa akin ang address yung ang clients ko, kung titignan mo sa Upwork, long-term contracts ko is 100%. Wala akong bagong
puro
clients.
Pa, yeah.
Puro old-timers ng clients ko.
Yeah.
Yon, long-standing sila lahat. Yon.
Secret. So sa secret. mga nakikinig sa atin, what can you advise to them to get paano ka kumukuha ng clients and how do you well nasagot mo na yon, 'di ba, yung about quality, professionalism, but how can you maintain them na long term na hindi sila umalis sa iyo. So first of all, paano ka muna mag-apply for a job?
Nung una, talagang gabi-gabi naghahanap ako talaga ng work. Talagang ang tip ang tip na kuha ko dun sa isang group sa FB is Monday evening. Monday evening kasi Monday morning sa kanila yun or Sunday evening.
Sa US?
Oo. US. Kaya maraming nagpo-post ng jobs pag ganun time. And then,
so, Monday evening dito?
Monday evening dito. Mag-apply usually. And then, isa pang tip sa paghahanap ng work, I believe na anybody can learn skills. Mm-hmm. Kasi kahit ako, tanda-tanda ako na, nakatuto pa ako ng computer. Oo. Yeah. Sabay, mga anak ko, daig ko pa. Ako pang tinatanong, Mama, ano yung ganito? Mama, okay, di ba?
Alam mo nga yung...
Millennials yun, ha?
Alam mo nga yung panda, eh. Siguro, isipin nila, ballpen ba yun?
SEO writer kasi ako. Kaya, kaya kung yung youthful granny, kaya mabilis din ang ascenso nun, alam ko kung paano siya igagalawin.
See? Wow.
So, 51.
Uh-huh. So, apart from, sabi mo, Monday mag-apply. So, apply ka ng apply dati. Tapos yun, paano mo siya hindi ka na ganun ka-regular na mag-apply for a job?
Kasi, although it's true na, sabi ko nga sa'yo, although it's true na lahat ng tao pwedeng matuto. Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero still, ang clients, karamihan ng clients, ang hinahanap, yung marunong na. Uh-huh. Kasi ayaw na nalang mag-train. So, ito ang tip. Try to apply to jobs na alam mong commensurate ang skills mo, na pwede ang skills mo. Mm-hmm. Huwag kang mag-apply ng editor kung hindi ka magaling mag-English.
Yeah.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Huwag kang mag-apply na web designer kung hindi ka naman talaga marunong.
Dahil
yung akala mo mag-a-apply ka and then mag-aaral ka online. No! Mm-hmm. Hindi pwede. Kailangan meron ka ng stock knowledge about the topic na about the industry that you're going to apply to. Mm-hmm. Bawang sa ano. Yun. Ganun ng ano niya. Yun
siguro, hindi masyadong malayo from your skills.
Yes.
Kasi yung, like ikaw, ay nga, writer ka before, pero at least yung VA, parang hindi naman ganun kalayo. Hindi naman siya web design, diba?
Nagsunog ako ng kilay.
So, ayun, ano yung pagsunog mo yung kilay na yun? Ano yung mga inaral mo? So, kung ano yung mga requirements ni client? Ano yung mga... For people in their 50s, what can you suggest for them to study first, to start? Kunyari, yung mga hindi millennial na walang alam sa computer totally. Kasi sabi mo, 10 years, 40s ka lang natuto mag-computer.
42.
So, that was almost 10 years ago.
Uh-oh.
9 years ago. Where should they start? Kunyari ngayon, may magdalapit sa'yo, Ma'am Levi, gusto kong maging freelancer, pero kahit mag-on ng computer, hindi ako marunong. So, ano yung, siguro kung steps, ano yung mga steps na ibibigay mo sa kanila?
Kasi syempre, nakasalalay ang work natin sa computer. So yes. Syempre, computer muna aaralin buksan. Uh-oh. Alam mo yun din ang ano ko noon eh, nung natuto ako, kung ba't ako natuto. Kasi the computer was placed in my office.
Oo.
Kasi parang sumikip yung office ng principal. So it was placed in my office, which was the piano room also.
Okay.
So, yung co-teachers ko, nagpupunta rin sa office ko. And then, parang... Ang tingin ko sa kanila, ang smart-smart nila, ang galing-galing nila. Kasi marunong sila mag-computer. Ako hindi marunong. Sabi ko minsan, teacher, ito as teacher Erica, I think. Teacher, turuan mo akong mag-computer. Sabi sa akin, teacher, basta marunong kang magbukas at marunong kang magpatay, hindi yan masisira. Yung ko ang tip ko sa inyo.
Okay.
Basta marunong kayo magbukas at isave nyo lahat ng gawa bago nyo i-off, hindi po masisira ang computer. Coming from me na 40 years old lang natuto.
Okay.
Yan ha. Ako, okay. Second. So marunong ka na mag-computer.
Okay.
Ha? Okay. Alamin mo muna yung pasikot-sikot ng computer. Unang-una, Google. Paano ba gamitin yung Google? I covered that in one of my blogs.
Uh-huh.
Ang Google, mas madaling gamitin pag marunong ka ng Boolean operators. Yan yung mga quotation marks, colon. Yes. At saka, basa-basa din.
Mm-hmm.
Basa-basa din. That's what we always promote. Basa-basa din kasi actually, pag nagbabasa ka, ako, I love reading. You know why?
Yeah.
Because
why?
Aside from giving me added knowledge,
yeah,
it saves me from Alzheimer's. Active brain cells.
Yes.
Malayos Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Okay? Tama. So, siguro kung magkaka-Alzheimer's ako, kung makakalimutan kung gwapo yung asawa kong doon, siguro mga 80 na ako.
Okay. Dadagdag ako dyan. Even they say podcast or radio shows.
Yes.
Yung mga talkies will also keep your mind active. So, pwede yung idagdag yung podcast.
Ano ito yung mamakulit dito sa ratang ko.
Okay.
Ito daw, this is what I use for my hair, kaya it's shiny. It's
sige
called,
nga. Sponsor ba yan? Sponsor?
Oo, sponsor ko sige. Si Pico. Sinos Body and Body and Hair Therapy.
Okay. Anong ginamit? Yan ang gamit nyo ngayon. So, okay. Sige.
Ganda.
Okay.
No, ganda I nga. Really have one at home and I use it often.
Bagay yata sa akin yan.
Sige, malay mo.
Sige, sige.
O, diba?
Hanapin nga natin yung sponsor na yan.
Hanapin ka na. O, diba? Sponsor ka.
Sponsor. Si Althea, may 20 minutes pa siya para mag-makeup, para magpakita sa
atin. O, may 20 minutes ka pa daw para mag-makeup. O, tala. Kwento tayo ng kwento. O, ano pa itatanong mo, Marv?
So, number one, number two, sabi mo, Google. Aralin ng Google.
Google, aralin
so,
mo Google.
So, dapat siguro yung browser. Kasi baka hindi, saan ba yung Google, di ba?
Sobra naman yun.
Chrome.
Siyempre, Google.
Oo, tama. Hindi, baka hindi nila Chrome. Yung Chrome or ano.
Firefox.
Yes.
Yan.
Explorer.
Ano.
Okay.
Tapos, kailangan siyempre, yung keyboard, kabisaduhin mo ng konti. Kahit hindi ako ang tawag doon? Yung, ha?
Tuldok
system din ako, pero mabilis. Kasi
okay.
Na-master ko yung tuldok system. Kasi hindi na ako kasing bilis. Kasi eto ha, sa mga ka-age ko, we must admit na meron tayong certain hurdles. Ako,
yes.
Ang memory ko, hindi na ganun ka-amazing. As 20 years ago, siguro. Okay?
May coach kaya ta dyan, ha?
Yes, meron akong coach. It helps to have friends in the right places. Okay, so, yun, ang memory, medyo malapit ng, ano, so, minsan kaya ako nakagatagal magsulat ng articles is because I go back over and over again dun sa research material ko kasi nakalimutan ko. Or, so, I have this. Yan, tip. It's a planner.
Okay. Old school.
List down. Old school, pero it helps.
Yeah.
Naglabasan yung listahan ko ng utang.
Ito yung calendar ko naman, oh. Old school din.
Ang ganda.
Oh, di ba? May mga XX pa.
Yan.
Oh, di ba?
Diba? To help you remember. Kasi, yan yung mga, kasi, for you to be successful, you know, kala mo successful na talaga, eh, no? Hindi pa naman. Pero hindi. Para lang maka-achieve ka ng kahit na konting success or kahit ma-achieve mo lang yung dream mo lang. Yung dream lang. Ako, I used to dream na sana, kasi teacher ako eh, maliit na. Alam mo ba, nung araw, ang kain namin lagi, Maggi, tsaka tuyo. O, kasi talaga. Nag-aaral yung tatlong anak ko. Nag-aaral pa. So, we had to spend for school, tuition, baon, etc., etc., etc. So, nakakain naman kami ng masarap pag bagong sweldo. Pero pag yung mga remaining.
Yeah. Okay. So, yung sabi nyo po, yung dream nyo?
Yung dream ko, makakain kami ng masarap. Ganun lang.
Makain ng masarap.
Oh,
eh magaling pa naman
dito. Dati yung Jollibee hindi ako nakakaano sa Kalapan sa ano pa.
Saan nga pala kayong saang province kayo?
Mindoro.
Mindoro.
Sa Mindoro yung Jollibee, alam mo ba? 2 hours away.
Okay.
So, pangarap ng mga anak ko maka-Jollibee ngayon. Uh-huh. Anytime nag-Jollibee na kami.
Sponsor hindi. Na rin natin ng Jollibee ngayon.
Seriously speaking, no. The dream is to be independent. Financially, yung hindi ka magkakaroon ng, hindi ka mangungutang or something like that. Yun lang, kahit na yun lang, yung wala ka sa throes ng poverty. Ganon. At saka yung, pero ito pa ang isang ano, don't think, merong nag-comment, nag-send ng message sa blog ko. Sabi niya, I want to be like you because I want to stay at home and be with, spend more time with the husband and the family. Ganyan kasi ano, true, you'll be able to spend more time with the family, with the husband and the kids. But, do not think na pwede kang maghugas ng pinggan, maglaba, maglinis ng bahay, etc., etc. Because you are working.
Yes, exactly.
Diba, Mar?
Oo.
Kasi yung iba, kaya tataka, bakit hindi ako tinatagalan ng clients? Kasi yung quality ng work na ko-compromise kasi habang nagtatrabaho, naghuhugas ng pinggan, naglalaba.
Oo nga.
So, yeah. Hindi ba? True?
Saka siguro yung responsiveness na yun sa client. Kasi yes. If you have, you're juggling, sabi mo, 5 to 10 clients and you're doing other things,
mahirapan
ka rin. Yeah. And I mean, for other people, for example, if you have 5 to 10, tapos, they're doing other things, so hindi naman nila maalagaan yung client sila. So,
Yun. Tapos, another tip is, take a lot of tests. Kung nasa Upwork ka, mag-test ka sa Upwork, mas marami, mas maganda. Unang-una, bakit? Kasi yung test, ma-hone yung skills mo. Tapos, kakatest, sabi ko sa English test, 3 beses kong kinuha.
Yeah.
Oo. Kasi, alam mo, pag nakikita ng clients na gano'n, yun ang mga pinagsimulan ko. Ngayon, I seldom apply. I seldom apply. Kung
lumalapit na.
Ako, lumalapit na. So, hindi na ako nag-a-apply. Kaya yung connects ko, yung...
Puno pa. Pwede mo pa utang.
Pwede nga lang eh. Tapos, as much as possible, earn your certificates from watching, from attending seminars and workshops. Kasi makakaano rin yun eh. Halimbawa, customer service ka. Meron kang certification ng mga tungkol sa mga customer service, yung mga related na ano. Yeah. Or kung writer ka, ako meron akong mga, nag-attend ako ng mga courses in writing like sa Allison and sa Show Academy ngayon. Non-stop ang learning. Hindi pwedeng, nagsusulat ka, yan ang ano, kumikita ka dyan, tapos na, hindi. Nagsusulat ka, mag-aral ka pa, pagbutihin mo pa, masterin mo, hanggang ikaw na ang kalaban mo, sarili mo, hindi ibang tao. Ikaw ang papagaling sa sarili mo, at ikaw din ang magiging kalaban ng sarili mo.
Yeah. Wow,
so, ang ganda yan. Yes. Quotable quotes.
Oo, sige, mamaya, sa quotes. Si Richie, lagay mo yung Richie ha, yung quotable quotes. Balikan ko lang yung kunyari yung sa age natin na walang alam. So yung so dalawa pa lang tayo yung steps eh. So marunong siya mag-Google. So would you say Microsoft Office ang next? Word, Excel, yun ba yung tingin mo especially for writers, VAs?
Depende kasi sa work. Papasukan mo.
Yeah, let's say VA nga.
Kung VA, katulad ko, Microsoft Office, kasi Excel, andun ang PowerPoint, andun ang Word.
Yeah.
So, yung tatlong yon talagang number, essential tools yan ng VA. Oo. Hindi mabubuhay ang VA nang wala yung tatlong yan.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Because later on, as you go along, you can learn yung mga apps like Hootsuite, BufferUp.
Wow.
Yan, as you go along. Pero dahan-dahan. Baka madapa pag masyadong matis.
Yeah. So, yung ito, like, for example, did you attend mga workshop for mga itong mga technical stuff like Office and well, siguro Hootsuite, madali lang naman eh. Pero like yung Office, PowerPoint, and Excel, did you take extra courses or talagang free YouTube videos ang ginamit mo?
Actually, ang nagturo sa akin ng Microsoft Office, yung secretary namin, natutunan ko yung mga ano na yan way pa when I was teaching.
Okay. Yung secretary ng school?
Oo. Ang nagturo sa akin. Okay. Ano yung Microsoft Office. Tapos kinapaka-pa ako na lang.
Yeah. Even Excel and let's say PowerPoint.
I know how to use Adobe Photoshop.
Oh, okay. Well, medyo advanced yun, ha?
I know how to use Adobe PageMaker. I know how to use tapos kasama pa sa Microsoft Office is yung Movie Maker, which is very vital when you're going to make make free videos, pinakamagandang Movie Maker kasi hindi siya complicated, tapos wala ka ng watermark.
Wow. Yung, yeah.
Diba?
So now yung VA ka na, so you mentioned na you don't need to apply yung client yung lumalapit. So, kailan mo na na-reach yung point na yon? Kasi I see in groups na hindi naman lahat ganun. So, in a way, you're above them already na...
Hindi naman above, sobro naman.
Siguro above a majority of freelancers who are starting. So, we can say that, diba? So, kasi you'll see in the groups na yung they complain about the connects. So, now, ikaw nga, clients find you. So, yun, paano mo na-reach naman yung ganung point?
Sipag, tsaka, tsaka dedication. Ganon. Yun ang tatlong ano mo, tsaka yung maintain, magme-maintain ka talaga ng quality ng work at alaga talaga ng client. Kumbagay, kasi alam mo, meron, I find this, minsan merong mga freelancers na, oh, ganito si client ko, tapos ganyan-ganyan. Ako, freelancer ako. Bibitawan ko tong trabaho to.
Yeah.
Diba? Magaling ako. Oh, ganyan. Kaya-kaya kong humanap, kahit tatlo. Resign. Nag-resign. Nawala. Eh, wala pang tumanggap. Patay. Tapos, binigyan pa siya ng feedback rating na 2.
Okay, patay.
Patay talaga. Oh. So, oh, kain ka ito nga. Kahit online or offline, it kailangan marunong kang makisama. Meron kang people skills.
Yeah.
Alam mo kung paano hihilutin si client.
Mm-hmm.
Yan na, para pati magkakaroon kayo ng mga bonus, tsaka gifts. Hindi ko sinasabing gawin nyo para magkaroon kayo ng kasi, ano yan eh, kumbaga love begets love. Pag mahal mo yung client mo, bibigyan ka ng client mo. Kung gusto niya, huwag kang manghihingi, pangit yun.
Yeah, oo nga.
Oo, huwag yung
kasi
ganun.
Ikaw, binibigay talaga sa'yo.
Oo, binibigay lang.
Even kaya your increases nga, binibigay din sa'yo.
Oo, oo. Yung detail experts, every year, I have an increase. Ganon. Pero parang tumigil na ng konti muna.
Siguro, now, you mentioned you're handling 5 clients. So, what's your typical day? How do you handle all 5 clients?
I have one direct client. I do the work from 7 o'clock in the morning to 9. Hindi yun ang start ng day ko, ha? Yun ang end ng day ko. So, inuuna ko lang siya, 7 to 9.
Tapos, a.m.? 7
yes,
to 9
7 to 9. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., 2 hours lang. Kasi ano lang siya, social media management. Ganun-ganun. Tapos yung mga, aayos din ng WordPress, ganun. Tapos, then I sleep for mga 4 hanggang 5 hours. Yun ang advantage ng medyo may edad na. Konti na tulog, di ba?
Yeah, nga, no?
Di ba, Mar?
Yeah, so may may ano na pala, advantage. Pero mahaba pa rin tulog ko eh.
Eh, yung anak ko, 10 oras kung matulog ako, 4, 5, okay na, carry
yeah,
na ako.
Oo nga.
Pagising ko niyan, kakain, diligo, gano'n. Tapos, inaayos ko na yung planner ko. Gusto kong nakikita. Ayoko yung Google Calendar na mag-note. Nadidistract ako kasi pinagsusunod ako at may nag-flash-flash dyan sa screen ko, masisira yung concentration.
Yeah.
Kaya ayoko yun. So, do what's best for you, what you think will work for you.
Yeah.
So, sa akin, planner, sinusulat ko rito, teka muna yung menu ng pagkain namin na nakasulat dito sa isa. Teka muna, sandali. Bibigyan kita ng sample.
Sige.
Here. So, talagang yung kabila, listahan talaga ng ano eh. Yung nasang ano. Ito, here. Yan, meron pang ano-ano
wow,
yan.
Wow, may
yes.
Stickers
so,
pa.
Nakalista yan yung pangalan ng client.
Ah, paki ano po, hindi kita yata yung...
Pangalan ng client, and then yung kung anong oras ko siya ginagawa. Ganyan.
Okay.
Okay. So, kasi nga, medyo tumatanda na, sumasakit agad ang likod pag nakaupo na matagal. So, I take a break every 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay. So, alam na rin sa bahay na hindi ako pwedeng, nasanay na sila, na nagagalit ako pag
nawagguluhin.
Oo. Kasi, sabi ko nga, nagwo-work ako. Hindi ako nandito para magluto or magano. Nandito ako para mag-work. Yeah. So, I have pag gusto kong ano, nasa kusina lang ako, dala ko yung laptop ko. Ganon. For certain tasks. Pag yung movie maker kasi hindi pwede sa laptop. So sa desktop ko ginagawa sa loob ng room. Doon ko ginagawa yun. So lumilipat ako. So bali, ay a lot kasi 5 'yon. So kung 2 hours, 10 hours a day ka.
Yeah. So 2 hours per client.
No.
Ah, hindi pa. Okay.
I work 12 to 14 hours a day.
Okay. So, isang client, sabi mo, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
So, yun yung patapos na.
Yeah, yung the rest.
The rest is sa hapon hanggang sa gabi.
Pero everyday yung 5 clients na yan. Everyday.
Mm-mm.
Up to Saturday o Monday to Friday lang?
Yung isa, Monday to Friday lang siya. Yung isa lang siyang Monday to Friday.
Oo.
The rest, ano yun? Oo. Tag to 2 hours
two
na.
2 hours, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Tapos ano to, by hindi to by project. This is...
No, hourly. Wala hourly. Akong, hindi ako tumatanggap ng fixed price.
Uh-oh. Bakit? So, bakit hourly.
Po? Unang-una, kasi nakakaipon ka ng hours, which is very important for Upwork. Okay? Tip.
Yeah.
Nag-ipon kayo ng oras kasi mas mukha kayong credible. Ibig sabihin, mas maraming oras, mas magaling kayo, maraming kumukuhang clients. Yan, yes. Tip yan. Number okay. 2, bakit mo kailangan mag-ipon ng oras? Kasi si sliding fee.
Yes. Akala ko sabihin nyo kasi time is gold.
Oo.
Oh, diba?
Kasi si sliding fee, meron akong client na yeah. 5% na lang.
Wow.
Yes.
So, ibig sabihin, kumita na kayo ng...
Huwag ka na maingay. Basta yun.
Yes. Alam na nila yon, di ba?
Alam na nila yon.
Mag-Upwork sila.
Oo. Tapos wala akong client na... Ah, meron pala isa yung bago. Mm-hmm. Bagong-bago lang siya, kaya hindi pa siya nasasama sa computation ng mga ano.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon. Pero lahat, yung aliba doon sa isa, puro 10% lang. Wala akong ano.
Mm-hmm.
Yung lang bago na isa, na maliit lang naman ng oras, 5 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
So, hindi masyadong apektado.
Ah, 5 hours a week lang. Okay.
Doon sa isang client uh-huh. na bago.
Pero ano siya, itong 5, VA to.
Oo, VA.
VA lahat.
Ah, hindi. Yung isa, writing talaga. Puro writing. SEO.
Oo.
Content okay. SEO, content writing. Yan yung mga, ano, yan yung mga ginagamitan ng magic para umangat sa, ano.
Okay.
Yan.
Okay. So, siguro, sa mga nakikinig naman na gusto maging VA or virtual assistant, ano yung mga skills as apart from writing, apart from social media, na dapat nilang i-improve?
Mga VA, ano yung skills na dapat nilang i-improve?
Yes. Or aralin.
Unang-una, critical thinking. Sinulat ko yan sa blog ko.
Uh-huh.
Oo. Maraming sa totoo lang, I hate to say it, pero maraming hindi ginagamit ang common sense. Ayokong sabihin walang common sense. Wala naman taong ganun.
Yeah.
Hindi lang ginagamit yung logical thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Yung mga lalo na yung later generations, mm-hmm. kasi iyan ang isang ano ng ano eh, ng yeah. internet. Mm-hmm. Asang-asa. Tayo noon, we read books.
Yes, yes.
Nagbubuklat tayo ng books. Sila ngayon, puro ano, isang pindot lang. Kaya,
tsaka yung maghahanap ka ng answer, i-Google mo lang. Again, Google.
Natatawa
na
sila
eh.
Sa akin, dinadamay daw kasi sa katandaan ko. Yan.
Feeling matanda na rin ako dahil, yun nga, 40s. So, anyway, curious ako, bakit, why, an example, bakit critical thinking is important sa isang VA?
Kasi, pag critical thinking, as a VA, kadalasan you work remotely. Di ba? Mm. Virtual nga eh. Yeah. Remotely. So, kadalasan hindi mo mare-reach agad ang client.
Mm.
And sometimes, you need to do something. Nabawa, binilinan ka na, gawin mo tong sheet na to. Gawin mo to. I need that tomorrow.
Mm.
Okay? Eh, nakalimutan mo na ano, meron kang data na hindi mo alam kung paano kunin.
Okay.
Okay? So, kung maghihintay ka or kung nag-message ka na nag-message eh, boss, hindi sumasagot, alang alamang hintayin mo. You have to be proactive. And how can you be proactive? Dapat mag-isip ka. Isipin mo kung anong gagawin mo para dun sa sheet na yon. Ano ba? Ano sabi ni Google? Ulit, Google. Anong sabi ni Google? Sabi ba ni Google, gumawa ka ng formula na ganyan?
Yes.
Okay, pra-practisan mo.
Uh-huh.
Yun ang critical thinking. Another example. Ginawa ko yun sa vlog ko. Sinabi sa iyo ng boss mo, mag-research ka.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you're paid by the hour. Okay?
Mm.
Halimbawa, tapos pinag-research ka, ang hirap-hirap ng nire-research mo. Hindi mo siya talaga makita. Subukan mo gumamit ng Boolean operators para maging madali.
Yeah.
Okay? So talagang critical thinking. Tapos pag halimbawa, you need to decide on some things, katulad halimbawa sa article writing, kung minsan bibigyan ka na, katulad meron yung isa kong client na writing, I've been with them for more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, alam mo, pag binibigyan ako ng writing task, hindi, mas merte yung iba, binibigyan ng guide kung saan papunta yung article.
Yeah.
Etong si client, kasi alam na niya na kaya ko, and bibigyan ka lang ng keywords.
Title.
Ikaw
naman
ng hindi.
Hindi rin. Walang keywords title. Lang.
Ikaw
bahala
lang
ka na.
Oo. Keywords, topic, yun lang.
Oh.
Tsaka, oo, yun lang.
Bahala ka na.
Bahala ka na. Mm. So, critical thinking, it matters, lalo na sa writers. Ano yung topic? Halimbawa, sinabi sa'yo, the advantages of steam cleaning. Okay?
Yeah.
Hahanapin mo ba yung how to use a steam cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi.
Hindi.
Critical thinking. Ano bang sabi? Advantages. Ibig sabihin, ano yung mga benepisyo yung makukuha mo?
Mm-hmm.
Ano yung, di ba?
Yeah.
Paano makakatulong ang steam cleaning? So, yun ang critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, sa lahat ng task mo, kahit saan. At saka, ito pa, kung gusto niyong magkaroon ng clients who stay long with you, practice excellence in your work.
Mm-hmm.
Kung hindi mo maging excellent talaga, yung the closest to excellence that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon. Kasi, your clients deserve that. They pay you.
Mm-hmm. So, it's really, again, sabi mo nga, yung magiging kalaban mo, sarili mo. So, it's
kalaban
really for a VA, actually, hindi nga VA lang, even
kahit sino.
Kahit sino, it's really critical thinking and excellence.
Yes. Oh,
in business, an employee. So, hindi yon yung tools. Kasi yung, if you have critical thinking, magaling ka matuto ng bagong tools.
Alam mo kung ano pati yung dapat mong gawin.
Yeah.
Alam mo kung alam mong gagather ka ng data at gagamitin mo yung data na yon to solve your problem.
Yeah.
That is critical thinking.
And sabi mo nga yung Boolean operators, you know, alam mo kung ano yung hahanapin mo. Hindi just how to steam clean or example. Alam
yes.
mo yung magiging result, yung gusto mong result sa magiging, let's say, article or whatever.
Yes.
Now, let's transition naman to the blog.
Okay.
So, the title again is The Youthful Granny VA, tama? .com. So, encourage our listeners, our viewers to check out her blog. So, kailan nyo po naisipan na mag-blog? And bakit?
Actually, yung blog ko na yun, evolution yun. Ang habang process ng evolution. Nagsimula yun sa, yata, 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Iba pa yung ano noon, parang an article writers, ano yon. Kasi 2011 ako nagsimula ng Odes. So 2012, ginawa ko yung blog, an article writers page yata or website, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So meron akong dalawang articles, busy sa pagtuturo at saka sa ano, hindi ko tinuloy.
Uh-huh.
So naiwan siya. And the next, sabi ko, gagawin ko na naman, bubuhayin ko na naman yung website ko. Ginawa ko na. Basta iba na naman yung title niya.
Uh-huh.
Oh, last year, iba pa rin yung title niya.
Iba, so, ano yung title niya last year? Ito yata, parang may nakita ko about being a cook.
Hindi, ano
iba
lang yun.
Ah.
Ano nga yung title? Tetot, ano nga yung title ng blog ko last year? Hindi. Basta nakalimutan ko.
Okay.
Basta kakapalit. Ah, almost 50. But very nifty. Yun yung ano ko. Eh ngayon, nung nag-iisip na ako ng title ng blog ko, sabi ko, hindi na pwede yung almost 50.
Kasi 50 na kayo.
Kasi 51 na nga ako. Pangit naman yung over 50. Anong over 50?
Almost 60.
Parang gano'n, pangit. Kasi sabi ko, parang, alam mo, pag, maganda kasi talaga yung may experience na. Alam mo kung paano patatakbuhin. Eh, kasi work ko yung SEO eh.
Yeah.
So, alam ko kung paano siya paiikutin, paano siya paanohin, paano ko siya i-optimize for the web. Ganyan. So, sabi ko, totoo namang granny na ako. Di, granny. Parang granny goose ang naman. Sabi ko. Tapos, tinitin ko yung mga pictures namin. Ayokong sabihin. Baka magaling siya mga class dito.
Youthful ka kasi.
Ayun. Kasi yung mga kabarkada ko, puro, ano, lakas mga bata ng ano. Bumarkada kasi lang tag 20 lang ang
diba?
Edad 30. Oh, ang lakas
so,
mga bata.
Hindi na kayo stress kasi sa bahay, like, di ba?
Ay, naku, stress din sa bahay.
Stress din. Pero compared to siguro, if you're still in
oo,
kasi
una-una
traveling pa, 'di ba?
Mm, so, true 'yan.
Siguro kaya, less stressful na ngayon.
Mm-mm.
That's why you're the youthful granny VA.
Oo. Tsaka bakit naman ano, I mean, I love life.
Yeah.
50 pa lang ako, hindi pa ako 70. Yeah, 20 years pa.
So, ang bata nyo, ilang taon na yung grandkids nyo?
Isang kaka 1-year-old lang.
Uh-huh.
Yun yung sa panganay kong anak.
Uh-huh.
Tapos yung anak kong babae ngayon, yun yung, she's 6 months. 6 months na si Julia, papa, no? Ayun.
Uh-huh.
6 months na. You wanna see my husband, the pogi?
Sige.
Adi ka dito, my loves. Dali, papakita kita, dali. Dali, no!
Nanonood ang buong mundo.
Hindi, ano
buong
lang
mundo
yan?
Ng Paranaque. Record.
So, sabi nga, gusto niya magkwentuhan. Cut pa niya. Hindi ka rito, papakita kita. Dali, ayaw niya pa. Kung gano'n ako ka-talkative at kung gano'n ako ano, kabaligtaran. They
okay.
Say opposites attract.
Sige. O, tama.
Pero ang tama lang, kasi gwapo siya, maganda ako.
Yeah, yun na.
Ayan.
Oh, bata pa. Sir, good evening.
Yan ang asawa ko. Umayos ka naman.
Mukhang bata rin ah. Hey, sir. Good evening po. Good evening. Yeah. Anong name niya? Anong name?
Bong. Victor. Bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, umalis na. May kain bang.
Ilang taon yung kids mo?
Yung kids ko, yung panganay ko is isang 27.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Isang 25 at saka isang 22.
Oh, halos magkakasunod din ah.
Oo, kaya mahirap magbalaki.
Oh. Well, ako nga, 11 months apart. So, parang twins din sila.
Oo.
Anyway, so you started the blog. And, pero matagal mo na pala siya na start, 2012 pa. Iba-iba lang yung title. Pero ito na ba yung magiging, I think,
yes.
Maganda yung branding mo.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Kasi, sabi ko nga sa'yo, iba yung may experience ka na. Kasi, unang-una, pinag-aralan ko na yung branding niyan. Pinag-aralan ko na siya.
Uh-oh.
Pati meron siyang editorial calendar na sinusunod. Hindi siya basta kung kailan na ako makapag-post. Hindi.
Yeah.
Meron siyang calendar na sinusunod. Nakaayos na lahat.
Wow.
Sa ano, salpak na ng salpak.
So, yung natutunan mo yan siguro sa mga blogger, mga clients na meron din silang editorial calendar.
Mm-mm.
What will our listeners or your readers expect from the blog? Ano yung mga, what's it about? Is it about your life as a VA? Is it more about your personal stuff? Or
no,
halo-halo siya?
It's about my life as a VA. Kasi ang purpose ng blog is to help, talaga actually ang purpose nun is to help women like me, people my age,
mm-hmm.
to be financially independent through working online.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, it so happens na karamihan na ng mga nasa groups, mga bata.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kasi ngayon, ngayon ako talaga, ang hope ko is to inspire others na merong, there's life after 50.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi yung after 50, magpapakalosh lang na sa bahay,
yeah.
Or wala na, maghihintay mm-hmm. na lang ng ganun. Kasi, malaki pa yung potential, ang dami nating opportunities at ang gagaling ng mga Pinoy.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang lahat ng clients ko believe sa Pinoy.
Mm-hmm. How do you intend to reach yung people, your age and higher to get inspiration from you from the blog when hindi sila marunong nga mag-computer or mag-internet? So, how do you plan eventually siguro in the future to do that?
Hindi pa ngayon kasi alam mo what I want to do is to inspire them through their children.
Wow.
Di ba
yung
mga
tama,
VA, di ba?
Yeah,
di ba yung mga VA? Mama, tingnan mo, sabi mo, tingnan mo ito, ang tanda na nito. Marunong pa, ang galing pang marunong
SEO.
Magsulat. Marunong mag-hootsuite.
Yeah.
Di ba? Gumawa ng video. Mama, ito, Mama, dollars ang kinikita niyan. Di ba?
Hindi na kailangan lumabas ng bansa.
Yes, correct. So, through their children, hopefully. Uh-huh. Kaya nag-agree din ako rin, di ba? I told you.
Yeah,
that's why I agreed to do this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I want to reach out to the elder,
Yeah.
Yung mga kagroup ko, hindi mo, bata ka, paano ka ba? Yan, mga 50s, 60s, na marami pa pong pwede mangyari sa mundo.
Yeah.
And actually, we have the advantage of age and experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yan.
And maganda yung sinabi mo na to reach them through your children, which is happening right now through the group, through this podcast, and pati yung branding mo, yung may word ka na youth. So it means you're in, di ba? You're part of the generation din.
Mm-mm.
But at the same time, you're more experienced.
Mm-mm.
And maganda nga, sabihin nila sa parents nila.
Yes.
There's Miss Levi, who is also somehow within your age range. Tapos kumikita siya online. And bakit hindi niyo subukan kung kaya niya?
True.
Kaya niyo rin yan.
Oh.
So, kaya mo ba kausapin ng tatay ko?
Sure, why not? Let's schedule an appointment. Hindi kita sisingilin.
Then, siguro, medyo mahirap-hirapan ka siguro. Anyway, yeah, so, it's very, very inspiring yung story nyo, and I'm very happy that you agreed to appear on the show. Before we go, so ang dami nating binigay na tips, ang dami nyo pong binigay na tips. Siguro final message na lang for people who want to start an online career now. Ano yung maipapaya nyo?
The best thing about working online is that ayan, yung pinaglalaban sa ano na age limit, wala tayo niyan. Kahit na 60 years old ka, basta kaya mo magsulat. In fact, in the States, meron pa nga 70 years old. Nagsusulat pa. Because he can.
Yeah.
So, my advice is kahit na yung youth, ang online working is for anyone and everyone who has the skills. And is willing talagang mag-work and dedicate their time. Please don't think of online work as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Or, kasi hindi siya hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And if ang tingin mo sa online work is part-time lang, no. Marami kaming full-timers na dito na kami nabubuhay.
Mm-hmm. Yung mga kasama natin dyan, yung mga kasama mo dyan, at saka ako, di ba?
Oh, yes. Correct. Talagang nabubuhay na sa online. Talagang ano. So, buti ikaw, hindi mo na-experience yung ano, yung napagdudahan ka na may illegal activities kang ginagawa sa bahay.
Talaga?
Yes, kasi nasa loob ko lang ng bahay. Tapos pag minsan ka lang lumabas, pagbalik mo, nakapag-grocery ka, dami.
Mm. So, nangyari po sa inyo yun?
Yes, it happens. Oo, meron once, nakakatuwa nga. Kasi, edi si Hubby, proud na proud, sinasabi sa mga kamag-anak na I'm working, ano, ganyan-ganyan, kanya, sa computer lang.
So, siguro yun na lang, yung yung message or how can people... Tapos na ba yung message nyo?
Kasi, oh, yun na yun. Yeah. Haba na, no?
Oh, okay lang po. Now, if people would like to reach out to you, where can they find you? Where can they message you? Sa blog or sa Facebook? So, can you tell them how they can reach you? And if they're... what's the future of your blog? So, will you have workshops? Maybe you can invite them or events or for the group, yung ating OFF, Online Filipino Freelancers.
Yes.
So, yun. So, yung where they can find you and what's next for Ma'am Libay?
I have a talk about win-win relationships with clients.
Wow.
On August 6 at the freelancer building.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Yan, meron akong talk.
Yeah. Meron na bang registration page?
Wala pa. Kasi hindi pa ako nagsasubmit.
Okay.
Dapat ko
isubmit. So, ano na lang, they just invite them to the group. Siguro, I'm sure you'll be doing that under OFF.
No. Hindi siya.
Okay. Okay. So, wala pa yan. Wala pa. They just...
Wala pa.
Siguro
wala
sa blog, you'll mention it.
Oo, sa blog. Yeah, okay. May-mention ko siya. Tsaka sa, ano, sa FB page ng Youthful Granny.
Okay.
Yan. Siguro sa group din siguro. Marami naman akong groups.
Oo nga.
sa ano, sige. I will promote it.
Siguro tapos, when it's available, you let us know para yung link, we'll put that on the show.
Okay.
Ah, kailan po yan? Sorry?
August 6.
August 6. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay, so, and how can people reach out to you if they have questions, they want advice, love advice, or freelance advice?
Okay. You can reach me at libertyabalduino@yahoo.com. Yun ang yung personal, ano yun, yeah. Personal email ko yun.
And promote din po yung blog for people to read your blog.
Please visit www.theyouthfulgranny.com. Marami po siyang The Youthful Granny VA. May VA talaga yun kasi virtual assistant ako.
Yeah.
So, if you want to learn more about virtual assistants or writing or blogging, you can send me a message through the blog or through my email address, which I already gave to Marv. Mm-hmm. And through the FB page of the group of Youthful Granny.
Ah, okay. Meron, may Facebook page.
Yes, yeah. Po. Meron pang ano, maraming likes yun. Sa, yeah. Tsaka marami siyang ano, post outreach. Mayabang yeah. Ako.
Sige. Ilalagay po natin yung lahat sa ating show notes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much po.
Thank
Ms.
you.
Liberty. And thank you for inspiring us. And I'll try to attend your workshop.
Please
so that
do.
We can meet personally. And
okay.
Thank you very much for coming over and preparing and being professional. You know, first guest natin na talagang nag-prepare for our interview.
Okay.
Thank you very much po and God
thank
bless.
Thank you, Mama.
Bye.
God bless. Bye. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so thank you again, Ma'am Libay, for guesting on the show and also for preparing for this interview. Talagang todo makeup and todo setup ng lights and everything. And ayun nga, sabi ko nga, you're one of the most siguro appreciative and excited na interviewees I've had so far for the past 107 episodes. And thank you very much. Again, her website, theyouthfulgrannyva.com. Please visit her website. She's really a great writer, a great blogger, and you'll really learn a lot from her. Especially nga yung sa mga hindi na millennials, na there's really hope and an opportunity still for you to earn online. You just really have to work hard. You have to research, to study, on how to do online work. And if Miss Libay can do it, if I can do it, then so can you. And yon. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Go to freelanceblend.com/107 for a summary of the show and the show notes. Again, I'd like to invite you to the WordPress Blogging Basics Workshop. Just go to freelanceblend.com/WPBB2. So that's WP for WordPress, BB for Blogging Basics, and then the number 2. All right, that's it for this episode. And thanks again for listening, and peace to everyone. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.